In our scriptures this coming week, we'll meet a number of individuals who are sick, who are ill, who are afflicted by demons. And the reason for them being in this situation, they do not fully understand. As the prophet Isaiah asks in Isaiah 40, verse 21, "Do you not know? Do you not hear?" So it is for each of us. We grow weary and faint in this world, and the underlying condition for it is sin. Our sin, the sin in the world. So as we prepare to meet the Lord in worship, we meditate on the first commandment, which is, "You shall have no other gods." What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And we reflect, asking, "To whom have I looked for my highest good? Have I doubted God's word, and therefore committed idolatry by seeking my highest good from other sources? Which was more important to me when I made daily decisions, God or myself? What do I fear? What do I love? What do I trust more than my God? Have good times deluded me into thinking I am in control? Am I tempted to think that I have God and everything I need when I have money and earthly goods? Have bad times caused me to despair and lose hope and trust in God? Have I doubted God's love when I have money problems, loss of possessions, sickness, or injury? Have I been discontent with what God has spoken of himself in Jesus Christ and in the scriptures?" To trust in God above all things is to have faith. Have I thought or done things that weakened or hurt my faith in God? Have I denied my faith out of indifference or cowardice before acquaintances, relatives, friends, or those who believe differently? God is Lord over me, but what contradicts him in my life? Does my self-consciousness, my pride, my sensitivity, my temper, my dissatisfaction, my laziness, my rights, my fearfulness or weariness with life contradict the Lord? Is it noticeable to others that I am a Christian, baptized, redeemed, made holy? As we reflect on these, we realize that our flesh is weak, and we know that our sins are very serious in the eyes of God. But as Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins and forgives us through his word and the sacraments. If you believe this, dear brother and sister in Christ, then join us at Zion. Unburden your conscience before the Lord. Come to Jesus for comfort. Our confessions are never perfect. That's why we need daily repentance. But the peace, the forgiveness, the absolution that Jesus gives is indeed perfect.